Blog Talk Radio.
There will be days that just go wrong, make you wanna holler and shout, your hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. Mm-hmm. When you think that things can get much worse in a second, oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. God's grace is gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. Road ain't alone. Keep on keeping on. Stand in your way.
They're always saying,
always saying what you cannot do. Don't stop chasing your dreams and working hard to make them come true. Oh. And if it ever gets too tough, just remember. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. The road ain't alone. Keep on keeping on. Keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. I'll give you one better time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside.
Keeping on, folks, and that's, boy, that's what we do each week. You know, we got some special news I just got as I was going through. I somehow, some way, this got pushed way down in my messages. Our Dan Wilson tonight is in ICU. He had a heart attack, and they did a catheter today, and we want to keep him in our prayers. We love him dearly. He is a good friend. And we want to keep him in our prayers, definitely. We look forward to him getting home and getting back to on his feet. His health hasn't been always the best, and he's always known that. We keep him in our prayers at all times. So we won't have Dan Wilson with us this evening. It looks like it might be Jennifer and I for a while. I haven't seen Rodney. Rodney's been really, really busy this week. Let me tell you, the guy, Denver, he's a worker bee. And he doesn't sit around the house. He's in meetings, and he's meeting with different people, and he keeps on keeping on. That's what this is all about. So he will probably join us here soon. But we're going to have some good discussion tonight. Jennifer and I, you know, we work hard for a lot of reasons, a whole lot of reasons, and we see different things, you know, the different things in the news. Right now, Obamacare is really in a big old mess. Down in Florida, 300,000 people have lost their health insurance plans. There are businesses that are struggling because something that might be a nice idea, providing health care for people that have a hard time getting a hold of it, health insurance, I should say, for people that have a hard time affording it, is one thing. But what they did was they uprooted the whole system, decided to pick up the whole box of cards and topple it upside down and re-put it together. And it's causing mayhem, and it's causing chaos. A website that costs more than Twitter and Facebook and a bunch more Instagram, all of them together, that can't even work to handle a very few people that are even signing up. And, you know, Jennifer, I want to start us off here because I had an epiphany last night. You, Jennifer, and I, we do a lot of the same thing, social networking and communicating ideas, and we've got friends that blog, and we've got friends that do different things, and you and I are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we use those tools. And as I was watching yesterday, as I was watching the president trying to explain why his number one big thing when it opens up has been a complete failure, what I started to realize is, you know, the left likes to use the part of America that doesn't pay attention, the part that's not educated. They don't quite understand how economies work. They don't understand exactly how economics between states and federal government and all these different things. They really don't pay attention to all that. Some of them vote, and they've been hornswoggled. But, you know, I finally realized what's going on here with Obamacare. And while it's going on, and a lot of people don't even realize any of the details for it, they've heard that, you know, there'll be health care. They're viewing Obamacare like they view Twitter, like they view Facebook. The people are signing up for it. They want to sign up for the program. And everybody else doesn't have the time. They don't care. We know that I've got some friends that are on Twitter, for example, that don't like Facebook, and they don't go on Facebook. They just use Twitter, and I got friends on Facebook that don't use Twitter. They don't go on Twitter. They've got the choice for signing up for it or not. And I think when it all comes down to it, Jennifer, after looking at this last few weeks of just the absolute chaos, what I see is an American people who now have the opportunity to sign up, and they ain't buying it. They're not buying the program. They're not logging onto the website. They're not willing to put their personal information in there. They are going along with things as goes. Now, there are some of the laws that are instituted that are going to change certain things. But as far as Obamacare itself, the American people have said no. They're not signing up for it. They've walked with their feet. You know, we've got a few different grocery stores in town. And I love to go grocery shopping, not because I love to eat, but because my grandmother was a clerk, and she taught me a lot about the grocery business growing up. And I see different things, and I remember things she used to talk about, and you know, the checkers standing in line, and talking with the checkers, and so on and so forth. I like to go grocery shopping. And we've got three very distinct grocery stores down in Porterville. We've got Save Mart, the big chain. We've got Town and Country, which is a little locally owned thing. And then we've got Acapulco's, which is it's a Mexican chain. It's a big, nice grocery store. It's got a restaurant in it, and it's great. And as I look at those three places, I decide when I go down the hill which place I'm going to go to. I choose to vote with my dollars. If the one place is too high all the time, Save Mart just is. It's just really, really high, even with their discounts. I just choose not to go there. Sometimes I do. If I want to get fresh fish, I go there. Or if I want to get a bakery item, I'll go there. They've got a great bakery. But the bulk of my grocery shopping, I just don't like to do there. I do it at Town & Country, or I do it at Acapulco's. If I want to go and buy a pinata, I know I can go to Acapulco's. And I know, if I want to sit down and have some real good, authentic, homemade Mexican food, when I'm getting ready to go grocery shopping, I go to Acapulco. And I vote with my feet. And I really think, Jennifer, I'm going to say this and then pass it to you. I really think a bulk of America, that the same bulk they rely on, that doesn't know what's going on, really views that Obamacare website as something they've got to log on and do a password and go through this thing. And they don't even like to do that for Facebook or Twitter or some of these other things. I just don't think they're going to do it. I think you've gotten this pop. I don't think it's going to go any further than that. I think in 5 months, he's still going to be in this swarming mess of people that don't really want it. So they're not logging on. They're not signing up for it. They're not calling in. Sean Hannity called in on the phone way of logging on, and the guy says, yeah, nobody likes it. I really think that the American people are turning this around on Barack Obama and treating it like Facebook. They are literally treating it like Facebook. It's something that you sign up for, and they just don't want to sign up for it. What do you think, Jen?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny to me that all of a sudden the website goes kaplooey. I have to wonder if it wasn't just a scam to get data mining information on everybody in the U.S. I don't know. There's so much going on now. I think if we strip this country down bare to nothing with all the technology that we have, who's to say that we're not, you know, experiencing, you know, another potential third right all over again? You know, I just, you know, they want to talk it up about how this is something that we have to have. It's totally necessary. We want everybody in the United States to be covered, including immigrants that are illegal, you know, that don't even have the right to be here. But they, you know, they want to, it's like, you know, they want to give you everything, you know, provide for everyone. But then where's the quality health care gone? You know, so they're going to make it mandatory that you have to sign up. But then the equipment or the tools they have for you to utilize to be able to sign up doesn't work, but yet they're going to penalize you when you don't sign up. So it's like, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I think that the whole everything about this is a setup. I think that you know, it's all a setup so they can turn right around and blame the conservatives. You know, blame those. If you don't play the same way that they play with their Chicago style politics, you know, it's sad. It's sad. But we have so low information voters. We have people that don't care. You got all these things going on television. You know, people know more about what's going on. Who's the next guest on the Ellen DeGeneres show? You know, people know more about that than they know about the candidates that they're going to vote for. They you know, a candidate go, you know, running for office for Senate, you know, if you are a single mother, you're pregnant, and you decide, you know, that you need to go and get health care, and you've got twins, and you got the risk of you know, one child or the other. You know, do you have the person that you're voting for? Are they going to support you? Are they going to be there for the American people? Or are they just going to be up there to try to, you know, make sure they get their justice for themselves, to fatten their own pockets? You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today. You know, there's a congressman down in Florida that passed away the other day. Democrat, and I understand there was discussion about, you know, getting a whole, you know, getting a military plane and put all the congressmen and women on it and take them down to Florida to go and be there for this, you know, ceremony and stuff. And I'm like, with the things that we have going on in today's country, when you think about Benghazi, I would not want to risk putting all of, you know, those people in one plane for it to be a setup. You know, I'm not saying that that's what's happening. I'm just saying, you know, that in this day and age, there's just things I don't trust anymore. I will tell you what I do trust is I trust the Constitution. I believe in the Constitution. You know, I believe in the people, that if the people themselves are given a chance, that they will do the right things. If they're educated, given the opportunity to understand and know what they're you know, up against. I believe in that. I mean, you know, Frederick Douglass said when, you know, they went through this emancipation of slaves, he said, just leave us alone. Don't do us any favors. Don't give us any special anything. We're capable of you know, personal responsibility. Yeah, but we've got people on both sides of the aisle that are their whole purpose for being in office is for political gain, party and politics, at the expense of who, at the expense of what, freedom, sovereignty. You know, when our Second Amendment rights are stripped away from us, take a look at what happened in Germany. Take a look at what happened with Hitler. They, you know, turn in your guns. Then what? You know, wake up, people. Wake up. You know, the people that you say, I've been seeing this. There was a recent article that came out talking about, you know, comparing the Tea Party to the KKK. Read your history. Check the facts. When 200 years ago, it was, you know, not the conservatives that were fighting to free the slaves. It was the conservatives were fighting to free the slaves. It was the Democrats that were fighting to keep them in slavery. And we've got to get our, it's time. Those of us that are out there fighting the good fight to repeal Common Core, to get it, you know, to save babies, you know, to stop government funding into Planned Parenthood, or, you know, those of us that are on the front lines, like Lisa Harris, you know, and many others that are out there, Alois Zena, that are out there fighting for our children's future. When you look at education, you know, back in the 70s, and you look at where it is now, it's sad. It's time that we take a stand. And if there is ever was, if you thought it was critical in 2012 on November the 7th, 2014, if we do not, you know, do our due diligence this time and inspire people to vote their values, if we don't get more people, regardless of what party you belong to or choose to belong to, if we don't get more people voting their values in 2014, we can kiss this nation goodbye. And that's the thing, you know, I believe that. I mean, I'm seeing things happen, develop right before my eyes. And I just, time is of the essence. You know, if there is someone that you know in your precinct, in the community where you live, that has good, core, solid, conservative values, respect for life, respect for the Constitution, belief in limited government, belief in personal responsibility. If you see that that individual is out there fighting to run for office, school board, county commissioner, senator, do your part. Get to know who they really are, and then encourage other people to want to get involved. Because it's going to, at the end of the day, it's going to be you. It's going to be all of us out there, the ones that are beating the streets, they're going to make a difference. You know, rallies are fine and good, but people need to understand how to engage and why it's so important. You know, if we just become puppets, just like the Hitler machine, did to those back then in World War II? You know, where are we going to be? I don't want to see my son, he's 11 years old, I don't want to see him grow up, you know, in a society, you know, a communist society, in on the soil of the United States. But we have people of today that would much rather see us do that because they're all about power and control. You know, and it's time. It's time. Scott?
Exactly, Jennifer. And, you know, you hit on a lot of really important things. You know, number one, our biggest problem in the country right now, the biggest problem is an understanding and a knowledge on behalf of the people. Now, there are some basics that the average American just doesn't get anymore. They have mushed the brain. We've got it so good, and that's been the pattern of man since the beginning of time. When we get it really, really good and we get lots of things and we get lots of items in our life that make things easier on us, we tend to get spoiled. And as we get spoiled, we tend to care less about things that are important. And I believe there's a larger chunk of Americans than we've ever had at any time who have gotten to the point where they just really don't know what's going on. If you said Benghazi, they would have no clue. I've got a child following me around everywhere I walk. You know, but Jennifer, we've got a bunch of constituents who vote who don't understand just some basic knowledge. Frederick Douglass proves that knowledge is vital, that reading and writing and the ability to communicate is vital. That an understanding of what's going on in the world around us is vital. We've got a bunch of people living in homes, and they sit and they get up in the morning, they watch TV, they go to work, they go out to eat, they come back, and they're living the good life. We live a good life in this country. We have for decades. We've lived a very comfortable, very, very comfortable life. And as they go throughout their day, they don't ever turn on the news. They don't really understand why Obamacare is so dangerous to our economy. They don't understand what the outcome is going to be when you do certain things, like force people to pay for stuff from the top down as a government. And when you start instilling some of these left ideas into the system of healthcare that we've got right now, where that healthcare is going to be in 20 years. Now, we know because we can look at history and we can understand from history it's already taken this road. Other countries have already gone down this road. And you get something it's not the same quality as what it used to be. We've got a job on our hands to educate the American people and change minds and hearts. I'm a firm believer, Jennifer, as I know you are too, and I really like the way Rodney says this. If you get 500 candidates worth of grassroots supporters, and they're all working to help those candidates, you're going to win the one big general election, the governorship. We have got to get it through to these campaigns this next year and a half. Well, not even that. It's just about a year, isn't it? Coming up in 2014. That it is their job to get out and change minds and hearts. It is their job to get out and explain to the basic American person why we believe what we believe. Not that we just don't like Obamacare, but why do we not like Obamacare? You know, it's really, really simple. Number one, when you try and legislate and use the government in order to control something, it never turns out right. What's always better is when you let the people control it, when you let the people take care of it. We understand that already Obamacare has raised premiums way up high. They had to. They didn't tell you that. They weren't going to tell you that. But they were relying on bringing in money to pay for all these people they wanted to add. And none of them have been added. And all of those people had the ability before Obamacare was passed to find health care in this country. There's different ways of doing it. They wanted to take and make a great big solution that was very cumbersome to solve a very small fraction of the American people. What did they say? We could probably say 50,000 would be a good round number for the way it went back and forth. I mean, 50 million. There's 300 million people in this country. 50 million is a fraction of a fraction. And we took and we uprooted the whole system in order to take care of this small group of people. And I know you, Jennifer, you're compassionate. I'm compassionate. We don't want to see people that are in need not having their needs taken care of. What we don't want to see is people that don't need to have their needs taken care of to start taking care of their needs so that they get lazy and then they let the government control things. And then the government becomes the slave master. And we don't end up living in a barn and picking cotton, but we all basically become, at that point, slaves of the system. The system is going to tell you what to do and how to do it. If they are paying for your lifestyle, if they are paying for what you've got, then they've got to control it, and they've got to make it fair for everybody. And that means some of the people that don't need it don't get it so that you can give it to some of the people that do, and you've got people making those decisions. We know from historical experience that this road we're going down is the wrong one. It's the wrong solution to a stated problem. Common Core is the same way. Jennifer, I'm a firm believer, and then I'm going to pass it back to you. I'm a firm believer that we've got, right now, more snowballs for every single candidate in the United States of America running as a conservative to throw at the other side more than we've ever seen in your and I history, and that includes Watergate. That includes Iran-Contra. That includes everything you could come up with over the last 100 years. There's more right now for a candidate to turn around if they will spend their time painting the left as to what they are. We've got Benghazi. We've got Obamacare. We've got Common Core. We've got all of these basic things that are very easily explained to the American people. It is not a lot of words to explain to the American people why Common Core is very dangerous for our current school system that we have had for decades, more than decades, for over a century. It's worked. It's worked well. They are taking and totally uprooting the entire 50-state system so that they can manipulate it around, and that scares people. It shouldn't take a candidate very long to be able to explain to his constituents why Common Core is a real, real bad thing, why Obamacare is a real, real bad thing, why that tax code is a real, real bad thing, why candidates that go to Washington, D.C., and they don't work, they play on K Street, they play politics, why that's a really, really bad thing. They've got the Democratic Party has admitted socialism. During our lifetimes, Jennifer, they stayed far away from it as they could, but in the last 5 years, they'll admit it now. We know exactly where they want to go at all times, the far left. They tell us. They've written books on it. Read Saul Alinsky. They tell you where they exactly want to go. They want to go to a one-world government where everything's made fair, where everybody's got the same thing, except those people at the top. It doesn't take much for a candidate to explain to the American people that if you give too much to the people who don't need it, then you have to take away from the people that really do need it in order to do that. That, to me, when that argument we should be using every campaign, every candidate should be at every stop explaining very, very quickly why the system of letting the government take care of everybody doesn't work and why the left trying to make that safety net, trying to turn it into a fishing net, is going to break the net. And that we are compassionate people. We are compassionate. We want to take care of the people that are in need. We firmly believe in that. That's the basis of the character of the Republican Party. But that we want to make sure that those people get what they deserve and that we don't give it to people that don't need it just so we can enlarge our voter base. But I'm a firm believer, Jennifer, that at this point in history, we're at a point where the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are like black and white. It hasn't always been so. I'm a firm believer that there are a bunch of people in the Democratic Party who could be swapped over into a Republican in a heartbeat if you just got out there and explained them what they're not hearing for a few moments, where the left really wants to go, what their goals are, what they've been doing, how they've been doing it, how they've been accomplishing it. Not only what's wrong with Common Core, how did they get Common Core pushed through in the first place? That's huge on its own. The lying, the cheating, the stealing, the bribery that was included over the last few years, pushing Common Core through quietly so the parents didn't find out. Oh, well, the parents did find out. Just the fact that the way it was pushed, tried to be pushed through, just that fact should be more than enough to totally destroy the Democratic Party this next time around. We've got all the ammunition. And we're going to have candidates on here, and we're going to talk to the candidates, and we're going to tell them that. Over the last couple of years, we talked with a lot of candidates. You've been there on my side as we've done that over the last couple of years. And I always try to kind of hang back and not try and give advice, but I'm going to give advice. I'm going to give the same advice that Larry Nichols gives out. When you get to Washington, D.C., you pick your staff. Don't let the Republican Party pick your staff. And I'm going to tell them, you got to get out there and you got to tell the constituents why you believe what you believe, not just what you believe. And I think we can win this, Jennifer. I think we can take it back. I think we can start in Alabama and take it back in Alabama. I think we can take it back in Texas. Oh, I've been looking at some Texas history. We can take it back in Texas. And I think we can turn this country back around to where it needs to be. I think we can go back to the Reagan era. Type era of a good flourishing economy and growth and more people being able to own property and more people able to open up businesses and our economy growing and stirring. And I believe we can get back the respect that we used to have in this world because of all the things that we've done for people all over the world in real bad situations. I think we can do it. I think it's going to start in Alabama. I think it's going to start partly in Alabama 7. I felt that way for a long time. I think Kate Carl is going to be a part of it. I think there's a lot of pieces all coming together. And, boy, we're going to make sure here on Continue for Truth Radio that we can do everything we can, everything, to make sure those pieces go together. Pass it to you, Jen.
Well, we definitely do not need another – we definitely do not need another John McCain in 2016. I mean, I understand that's the most recent news is that he's actually considering a run. And I'm like, man, oh, man. It's just things have got to change. You know, not everybody is presidential material. Everybody has their gift. People, we need to really take a look at what's going on. I mean, this latest thing that came out, where the I'm trying to think of the what's the gentleman that came out trying to claim the Tea Party just like the KKK. And I'm like, it's this, and then we've got people in both sides of the party that are stuck on stupid, it's time that we, take a stand. We need to support people that support the Constitution, people that are out there fighting for us. But I'm telling you, this the lamestream media, the way that they're trying to report this. I mean, now I understand that even Oprah Winfrey is even backing out of supporting our current, office holder. All these broken promises. All these promises that it's election time. Everybody wants your vote. Wake up, people. I mean, right before everything went went totally down the tubes. You know, you had Hitler that was promising all kinds of stuff to the people. And just as soon as he got elected, it was downhill from there. You know, you know, we cannot have, it's crazy. You look at what, I mean, we've got Navy SEALs, unanswered information about Benghazi. One of the key culprits, one of the key suspects in the Benghazi unanswered case, one of the key people, you know, is Hillary Clinton. And where else can we find these people that would be so gullible to vote for someone that you know, is suspect to be a part of the problem, to be a part of the ones that, I mean, these people could have been saved, but yet we're hearing that she's going to run in 2016, you know, but yet, you know, the Tea Party is racist. We're considered to be a part of the KKK, you know. But you've got this, you know, the leftist machine, you know, that thrives on spreading all this rhetoric to people that are uneducated. You know, how many times have you seen the man on the street? How many times have you talked to the man on the street or the woman on the street? You know, they can't even tell you who the governor of their state is. I mean, this is real stuff. You know, what you see on television, the things that are being taught in schools, like 1976, the bicentennial year, I remember what I was doing when I was in school. There was this humongous play, and there was all these commemorative, you know, things that were going on all across the United States, all in support of our Constitution and, you know, and all those things. It's like nowadays, you know, if you stand up and you want to support the Constitution, you're considered a radical. You know, Second Amendment rights, you're considered a radical. How many things, I think we have a lot of things that are staged today. They want, you know, for those that are gullible enough to believe what they see on the news, on CNN, MSNBC, even Fox. You know, it's all about these brokered deals. We've got a candidate running in District 7. That District 7 in Alabama, it was handed to the woman that's in office. They drew the lines so that she could have it. They gave it to her, both sides of the aisle. And the ones on the right said, we'll let you have it. I mean, and it happens that way in a lot of different districts across the state. You know, deals are made at the expense of you and me, at the expense of our grandchildren. You know, the fifth poorest district in the nation, in the Black Belt of Alabama. You know, so what are we doing to fight for our constitutional rights? What are we doing to fight for our freedoms? What are we doing to fight for our liberty? What are we doing to carry the message, to get out there and reach, find the message that we need to carry and talk to our friends, our families, our neighbors? Let them know that we care. Now, how many people do you really know that live around you? Do you know your neighbors that live behind you, in the front of you? Do you know who their kids are? How connected are we to our communities anymore? People are afraid to get to know their neighbors because they're afraid they might get nosy and know what they're going through, or you know, somebody might steal from me. Back in the day when a handshake meant something, you know, nowadays you don't even have farmland. I mean, how do you know that even what what you're growing, if it's supposed to be organic or not. With the, we have companies like Monsanto that they're all about profit. They don't care a rip about people. They don't care if the corn that you eat is going to kill you. And the soil that those cows are, or, you know, and the grass that those cows are feeding on are going to kill you. They don't care. They just want money, power, prestige, property. You know, Agenda 21, we see it right here in Tuscaloosa County, Alabama. How many years does it take for there to be a, you know, a disastrous national tornado? You know, we have, you know, a dog and pony show come in on Air Force One. Mayor comes out, gets the, you know, big, huge, you know, media coverage, dog and pony show. Now we're almost into 3 years later, and there's still places that look like a war zone. Why? When, you know, when Joe Smith down the road just wants to get his own business back up and running again, but they can't do it because he's got to move it back a few feet so that it looks just so, so that it can comply with these green standards. And all the while he's not able to get his business up and running, he's losing a profit to be able to put food on the table for his family. This is where we've become. You know, and we've got to take a stand. We had those little people in that small church, you know, in Boston that prayed and prayed and prayed because the British were coming across the seas. And that's all they need to do. We've got to get back a center-right nation we are, but we've got to find it again. You know, we can't let this stuff we can't prolong it any further. You know, this is, it's time. It's time. You know, when we started to take prayer out of schools, you know, when we started, you know, the things that we talk about with, you know, Common Core, and get to know the nuts and bolts of it. Find out what's really going on. Pay attention to what your children are bringing home from school. Now, I have to ask my son, you know, because they don't like to bring homework home. You know, and I have to wonder, what are they trying to hide? You know, you don't want me to know as a parent, you know, what my child is learning in school? You know, and the next thing you know, somebody's going to be trying to convince my son 2 + 2 = 5, and if they don't believe it, then they're going to force them to believe it. And if you say it enough times, even though it doesn't make sense, you know, they'll start to just parrot what they're being taught. You know, and Scott, back to you.
You know, and again, Jennifer, you hit the nail right on the head. And in America, whoever's listening to Jennifer and I's rant this evening, if you've got kids, make sure you know what's going on in their schools. Make sure you read the fine print of those papers coming home. You know, when Jennifer, when you and I were kids, and the school wanted to do something that needed some parental approval of, they sent home a permission slip, and that permission slip said, "Do you give permission? I give permission for my child to do such and such." Now they send out opt-out slips. So everybody's going to do it whether they need to get permission or not, unless the parent says no. And America, that is not acceptable. It's superintendents all over the country, no, that's not acceptable. Teachers, no, that is not acceptable. You send a permission slip. Man, when you get one of those, show up at the next school board meeting and say, why? No. You don't want to take the easy way out. You are going to make sure that I know that there is something. That permission slip doesn't even have to come home, and that's what happens a lot. Now the parent doesn't even know, and that's the purpose behind it. America, get into your school board meetings, get into that principal's office, and you tell them, those are my kids, and you will treat them as such. I lend them to you for a few hours a day to teach them to read, to write, to spell, grammar, math, history, science, geography. That's your job. You just focus on that. And I'll give you permission if I deem it permission, and you just make sure that I know that I need to get permission. Things like that. You know, some of the things that are being taught in the school, make sure you look at your child's homework. Make sure you go into the parent conferences and look through the books. You know, they don't always send all the books home anymore. You go into a parent conference and you say, you tell that teacher, I want to take one of those books, history books home. I know they don't bring them home, but I want one so I can feel through it. I'll give it back to you in a couple of weeks. You can get a book. Find out what's in there, America. Because I'm going to tell you, it has been the history of man to try and use the education of children in order to accomplish their negative goals, in order to accomplish some very evil things over the history of this world. Starting with the kids. You watch what's going on with your kids. You know, when they first started, Thomas Jefferson started the school system. And when that first happened, there was a lot of people that were very, very leery. And we're looking back at it. We know that, yeah, there were probably some things during that day you wanted to be very leery about. But we had a great school system for a long time, but there's always been the potential of abuse. That potential has always been there. It hasn't always been that way. We can go back and look back a few decades into our school system, and we see that there was a lot of them that were very good schools. They taught reading, they taught writing, they taught math, they taught grammar, they taught geography, they taught the things they needed to be, and there wasn't a bunch of nonsense going on in class. But today it's not so the same. They're teaching all kinds of things that you, if you knew they were teaching them, you would be appalled. They want to be able to use the school system. If you teach your child that there is a creator, that there is a God, they want to be able to use the system to say, yeah, your parents, they believe in that myth. Don't believe them. Right now we're dealing with school lunches all over the country, and a lot of school districts are starting to kick back because the kids kick back, but they want to rifle through your child's lunches, and they want to be able to tell you what you can send with your child, what you can provide for your child for lunch. In fact, many places are working on serving breakfast and lunch and would like to serve dinner. There's a lot of people in this country, and it's a really scary movement that would like to see that the government just feeds the children through the school district. And the parents don't have that authority. That's how they control. It's the same Bloomberg mentality, wanting to control the cup of the size of the cup. The same mentality as Michelle Obama, and I'm all for encouraging us to eat healthier. That's a great thing. I think the president and the first lady should use the office of presidency with a bully pulpit to encourage people to eat better. I think we should always be striving for that. But there is a big difference between encouraging people to eat better and trying to control their eating habits. That is the left's tactic. We know that. That is not debatable. That is not arguable. That is not anything. They like to control things like that. That's why climate change is all what climate change is, so that they can control things. And so that they can manipulate the money around and make sure that they give it to other people that think they need it more. That system doesn't work. And Jennifer, you know, it's just you and me tonight, so we can close up shop early. I know that you're tired by this time of night. I know I've had a long day. Each day I spend about 3 to 4 hours homeschooling my youngest niece. But today my sister stayed home sick, and so did the two older girls. So I spent a whole lot more time homeschooling. I did some catch-up stuff. We talked about the history of Texas. We did some spelling, and we kind of laid the groundwork. I'm going to homeschool them the first semester we're in Texas while we're getting adjusted, and then we're going to put them in a private Christian school. But I've had a long day. I know you have. So I'm going to pass it back to you for final remarks, and then we'll go ahead and run around the table and close up the show. But, Jennifer, I think you hit it right on the mark. And there's all of these things, and they all go together. Some of these things we talk about every single week. Parental sovereignty, what's going on in the schools, what they're trying to accomplish with our children. And it's our job, it's the job of the parent to not have apathy. It's the job of the parent to always be very meticulously involved. They're your children. You know, you wouldn't let them go play on the freeway, but you let them go out into the freeway of information. And, you know, we've got a lot. We've got a lot today. There's a lot of information out there. And they get their source of information from a lot. They get it from their friends. They get it from their teachers. They get it from what they watch on television, and some of that information isn't always right. It is the parent's job to guide that information in that child. It is the parent's job to teach those basic principles that are going to make them successful in life. It is the parent's job to teach them their own ideological beliefs. I don't want any more than I want the left coming in and controlling what children are taught from a left point of view. I don't want the right coming in and doing the same thing either. They don't have time to do all that nonsense. They need to be teaching math, reading, writing, spelling, geography, science, all of those kinds of things. And if they were doing that effectively, they wouldn't have time to get in and try and trample on parental sovereignty rights. Jennifer, I'll pass it back to you for your final remarks, and I'll head it off at the top of the hour, and we'll take it tonight.
You know, take a look at the life of a man who didn't have the right to own his own body. He was not an Ivy League graduate. He had a passion for learning, and his master knew that if they got an education and began to really understand and learn, there's power in that. There's the ability to control your own destiny. And they wanted to keep the people that were there on the plantation. They wanted to not starve them to death, but they wanted to keep them fed and keep them, you know, well-oiled and conditioned so that they could plow the fields and do the work, you know, for those that were in control. But, you know, they were the ones that said when you wake up and how much food you eat and what you eat and what you don't eat, and they dictated. You know, and this individual decided at a very young age, you know, that he began to see that if he could learn how to read, that he could go so many places and do so many things. And without a really good, solid, you know, college degree, he became an advisor to 5 U.S. presidents. And he was the owner of 3 newspaper companies, you know, and he did so many miraculous things. And we have people of today that are, you know, caught in that trap. They're on welfare. Somebody else dictates to them how much money they bring in. If you make over a certain amount, then you lose your check, you know. And so it's a no-win situation. Let's just keep them fed just enough so they can go out there and work just enough, you know, to keep the plantation owner happy, you know, which I call big government of today. You know, and the reason that they're doing all this data mining, you know, it's all the test scores and just the way that they're, everything about education today for our kids. So if, you know, we want to change the way our kids think. We do it slowly. We do it in the way that we, the things that we see in the cartoons, the shows that we see on Nickelodeon today, what we see, you know, all those things that we see today, it's all propaganda. And we've got people that worship the ground that our current president walks on. Because they have been hoodwinked into believing, you know, that if I walk off of this plantation that I'm on, I'm going to lose so much. I want someone to take care of me. I want someone to do for me what I should be doing for myself. We've gotten lazy over the years. Where is our entrepreneurial spirit, you know? When they paid off the farmers, because there was, you know, I mean, I understand you got a bad weather season coming through, you know, and because of natural disaster, you lose your crop, and you need help. But to just, oh, let's just go ahead and assume that we're going to have a bad winter, so let's go ahead and give them money. so they can do what? Sit down and not grow anything. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. Wake up. You know, now they're saying, you know, we want to homeschool. But, you know, when it comes to the college entrance exam, is your children going to be ready? Ready for what? Ready for what? You know, if my son wants to become an astronaut, I want him to have the freedom to be able to do that if he wants to. If he wants to become a plumber, I want him to have the freedom to do that. I don't want big government dictating what my son can and can't do. That's not what people years and years and years have fought for to come to this country. You know, we came over here trying to get away from, on the Mayflower, to get away from that. People fought hard when they were constructing the Constitution and writing these things down. Every sentence that was written in the Constitution, whenever they got together to write, they always prayed. They brought God into this. But yet we've got people that are fighting to take the cross out of the World Trade Center. You know, they're making the memorial for that. You know, taking prayer out of school. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're going to forget where we come from as a nation. And we're going to end up becoming people that are bowing down to one rural authority. And then we're going to have people in this nation screaming when finally they open up the gates and you begin to see the reality of things, that they're going to scream just like they did in World War II. They lied to me. They lied to me. And I know that that is reality if we don't wake up. You know, so, you know, same time, same bat channel next week, Plymouth Sovereignty Radio on Blog Talk, Contending for Truth Radio. It's here. We're talking about reality, talking about the real things, talking about what matters to our country, what matters to you and me, our children, you know, our future. You know, be open-minded to listen. Some people that just want to attack, 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 just because you have the R by your name, just because you claim to espouse to conservative values. But at the end of the day, I don't want to see babies murdered on a daily basis. I don't want to see my child, you know, children, females, to have access to birth control 24/7 over the counter. Where are our values? Where have they gone? And it's up to us to get them back. The things that our grandparents taught us. The things that we fought so hard for. With that, I'll pass it back to Scott.
Exactly, Jennifer. And that's why we do fight. And I hope, Jennifer, that we don't wake up one day in this country. I know you and I won't. We see what's coming. And I hope America doesn't wake up one day and finally realize that governments lie. Even the best of the best is never perfect. And our government has not always been truthful, especially in the last 5 years. I believe it's been very, very untruthful, not only to its own people, but to different other governments around the world. And, you know, that's just not a good spot to be in. I understand there's certain things that have to be kept in secret, but there's a difference between being kept in secret and lying, and we see a lot of that. We want to, as we close out the show, you know, you and I are both Frederick Douglass Republicans, and it's because we believe, you and I have the same foundation. We believe that large government always makes a mess, and smaller, more local government is a lot better to handle it. You and I have a very firm conviction on our appreciation and how we feel about life. And we also have some other basic foundational principles in common, and we have them in common with Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass was a hurdle jumper, And he started out a slave and made it to the top of what you could do in America. There was no holding him back. There was no glass ceiling he broke through. He just kept going up as high as he could go, and he made it to the top. And he didn't look for a glass ceiling. He didn't wait to break out through it. He just put one foot in front of the other, kept jumping his hurdles, and kept going. And I would encourage everybody to go to FrederickDouglassRepublicans.com and see some of Kate Carl's videos and check out his book. He's a firm believer in Frederick Douglass and Frederick Douglass's principles, and he'll show you how to make some conversation with some people that in the past maybe we haven't gotten through. I know I'm tired of being called a racist. I'm not even close to being a racist. I mean, I'm tired of being told that I don't care about poor people or people that are in need. I care greatly about people that are in need. But, you know, we're going to continue keep on keeping on. We're going to keep going. Soon, Jennifer, I'll be a lot closer to you. I'll be down in Dallas, Texas. By the time we get to New Year's Eve, I will be in Dallas, Texas. Looks like we got about 12 more weeks to get packed. Before I go down there, my sister will head down in about 2 months and start getting things put together down there. And it's going to be a Texas-sized move. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be a lot closer. And I won't be able to say, Jennifer, anymore that all my friends back east have all the fun and all I get's an old Blog Talk Radio show. I'll be down there around Michael Smith and Toby Marie Walker and a lot of other friends that I've got down in Texas. That I've made over the years, and a lot of activities. The Republican Federation has got things coming up, different things going on in Texas at all times, and we're going to be down there in Texas for that full year working towards the November 14 elections. And we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep fighting on Contending for Truth Radio. We're going to keep fighting on Facebook. We're going to keep fighting on Twitter, and we're going to keep fighting one-on-one with the people that we walk up to and we talk to. We're going to keep fighting in the school systems. We're going to keep fighting against Common Core. We're going to keep fighting against Obamacare. We're going to keep fighting against that 80,000-page non-transparent tax code. We're going to keep fighting for the truth, and we're going to keep fighting for constitutional values and those beliefs and those ideals that are ingrained in there that have made this country the great country it is. And so as we tune off, we're not gonna have Red Skelton tonight. We're gonna close out here with my new theme song, which I really really like. And so we're gonna play the theme song to Dallas because we're on our way, folks. Thank you for listening to Contending for Truth Radio.